Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vintage Voices, presented by the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. Today's episode of Easy Aces, a comedy by Goodman Ace, is Jane Finds a Mate for Her Mother. Joining Jim Rice and Judy Stage as Mr. and Mrs. Ace are Marie Seeker as Mrs. Sherwood, Lauren Argall as Charlie Harris, and Myron Schellest as Georgie Wilson. The show is directed by Jan Dennis and edited and prepared for broadcast by Lauren Argall. Enjoy Jane Finds a Mate for Her Mother.
It's the little things about Jane's mother that annoy me. For instance, I have a favorite easy chair I love to sit in after dinner. And in the 4 months she's been with us, Jane's mother had to pick that chair to sit in every night. I admit she does it fairly. She races me for it, and I lose. Of course, there are various ways I could get rid of my mother-in-law and have my chair back. I've thought them all over. First there's... Then, of course, there's... Then there's a dandy. I could get rid of her in any one of those ways, and I'd be sure to get the chair. But last week, I hit upon a really diabolical scheme, and much safer. It began one night after dinner when we were in the living room. Jane was sitting at the desk writing a letter. I was standing in the middle of the room reading that evening paper, just for spite. And Mother was sitting in my easy chair, doodling.
Doodly, doodly, doodly,
Mother.
Doodly, doodly, doodly,
Mother.
Doodly, doodly,
Mother,
doodly,
dear.
Yes?
Shut up.
But, dear, she's only doodling what comes naturally.
Please, Janie, don't argue on my account. After all, this is his house. I'm only a stranger here. I never interfere with your privacy or comfort.
Smile when you say that, stranger.
Oh, Mother, you know we want you to be happy. We can all be happy.
Happy? If it makes you happy to be happy, you be happy. Like your late father used to say, Janie, he was such a philosopher. He used to ask, what is happiness? And I used to tell him, happiness is when your children grow up and get married to a nice man who can take care of a poor mother in her declining years and not make her feel she is a stranger and a burden, and look after her in sickness and in bad health. That's what happiness is, I used to tell your late father.
Jane, there's a basketball game tonight. I got 2 tickets. Let's you and I go.
Basketball?
And when the children go out someplace, they take the old mother with them.
It's a big national basketball tournament. The best teams in the country are there.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Even an old mother would like a little excitement once in a while. After all, it's only a matter of time till the old parents go upstairs to the last basketball game of them all. After all, I've never seen a basketball game. Who knows if I'll even like it up there?
The only way to find out is go up there and see.
But, dear, you said you only got 2 tickets.
Yes, I've got 2 tickets. Come on, Jane, get your coat and let's go.
But, dear, we can't go off and leave M-O-T-H-E-R alone.
Oh, don't worry about me, Janie. I'll get along. I'm not a child.
Sure, she'll get along. Jane, let's go.
Will you be all right by yourself, Mother?
Oh, by myself I'll be fine. If a burglar breaks into the house, well, it doesn't matter. Of course it'll be a big shock.
He'll get over it. Come on, Jane. Let's go to the game.
Mother, will you promise to go to sleep early?
Sleep? I haven't slept since I was 18 years old. But it's all right. I'll make up some Ovaltine. I know how to light the gas stove, so if it explodes and blows up the house, I'll get to go out after all.
When you circle Madison Square Garden, buzz us.
Oh, Mother, you're always so pessimistic. Why don't you be more of an optician?
Janie, I don't want you to worry. As soon as something happens, they'll notify you on the loudspeaker at the basketball game, between innings. You can always come down to the hospital and identify me. But if it's a close game, don't leave on my account. A few minutes won't make any difference. It'll be too late anyway. So go ahead, enjoy yourselves. Have a good time.
All right. Jane, come on, let's go.
Oh, dear, I couldn't go now. I'd never enjoy the game with Mother flying all over New York. I couldn't enjoy it. I don't care how many home runs we see.
All right. Look, here are 2 tickets. You and your mother go. I'll stay here.
Come on. on, Janie, get your coat. Let's go.
But what about you, dear?
Oh, I don't want to be a bother. If I'm going to be a bother, don't bother.
But will you be all right here by yourself?
Oh, I'll be fine by myself.
Come on, Janie, let's go.
Oh, no. He won't be there to explain things to me. We're all staying home.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Me? What did I do?
Nothing. Nothing.
Doodly 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 doo.
That was the night I reached the end of my rope. Rope? Say, I hadn't thought of that one. Nah, that's no good. Besides, she has no neck. But the next morning at the office, I got a really clever diabolical scheme. One of the fellows who works with me, Charlie Harris, happened to drop in for a minute.
What a basketball game last night, huh, Mr. Ace?
I understand it was.
You understand it was? You had two seats for it.
Yes, I did. But I didn't go. How did you like the game?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't go either.
You had two tickets, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't make it last night. My wife's father is living with us now, and my wife didn't want to leave him alone.
That's what happened with me. Only it's my wife's mother.
We don't get to go any place since he came to live with us. He's a widower and...
Same thing at our house. She's a widow.
What a bother.
Yeah, what a bother.
Say, that's
hey,
an idea.
What do you want to say?
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was only going to say...
Me too. Why not?
How old is your father-in-law?
He doesn't look a day over 60. How old is your mother-in-law?
Over 14. Not that it matters, but is your father-in-law in good shape?
He's got a strong constitution.
Constitution? You should see my mother-in-law. Skin like parchment.
Well, what are we waiting for?
How about tonight?
Okay, he'll be there at 8 o'clock if I have to wheel him over myself.
Great.
See you in church.
Yeah.
Here comes the bride, all dressed in white.
Well, I had thought of everything else. Drowning, strangling, hanging. But now I really had it. Shotgun. I rushed home early from the office and told Jane the good news. Jane, this is it. We've solved the problem. Eureka!
I do? It must be this new cologne I put on today.
Get your mother in here and let's talk her into it.
Mother married? Gee, I never thought of that. But it's a wonderful idea. I think every mother should be married. What kind of a man is he?
A living man. What kind of question is that? Call her in.
Mother?
Yes, Janie?
Mother, can you come in here a minute?
I'll be right in, Janie.
Better let me tell her, Jane.
No, dear, I want to tell her. After all, she's my mother. You're not her keeper.
Did you want to see me, Janie?
Mother, you're having a gentleman caller tonight.
Gentleman caller?
Yes, he wants to get married.
If it makes him happy to get married, let him be happy.
But, Mother, he wants to get married to you.
To me? Over my dead body?
Isn't it wonderful, Mother? We'll get you a new torso. After all, a woman is only young once in a while, and love makes the world stay round.
But, Janie, I don't even know him, much less love him.
Oh, love, that comes later, like when I got married. Remember, dear?
Jane, get to the point.
When we first got married, we were in love. Then we became friends, and now we're buddies.
Look, buddy.
But, Janie, who is this man?
He's living. Isn't it exciting, Mother? Can't you just smell the rice and old shoes?
That's a piece of liver I put on the stove for my dinner.
Oh, Mother, can't you get interested in him?
Janie, when your father was alive...
Look, Mother, let's not go back to the past. Think of your future.
But a strange man that I've never met. I wouldn't even know how to go about it. It's been so long since I even looked at another man.
Mother, it's always the same. Love doesn't change because when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. You can rely on that because as time goes by, moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and
hate.
Hate? Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for... Does this sound familiar to you, dear?
Play it again, Sam. Jane, of course, wasn't satisfied to let well enough alone. She had to play Cupid. That night, while we were waiting for the old gentleman to come over, she started making with the counterplots. She was the captain in charge of the attack. 0 hour had arrived. It was M Day.
Mother, this is it. Gather around, everybody. You too, dear.
Yes, sir.
Everybody has a job to do, and if we pull together, this will be our clowning achievement. I don't want any slip-ups. Are you ready?
Synchronize your watches.
Mother, when he gets here, you'll be sitting on the couch, reading your book with your legs crossed, and pull yourself in, look slim. And as for you, wait for a signal from me. Then go up to the corner drugstore, telephone our number, and ask for Mother.
For me, Janie?
That's right, Mother. He's going to act like another man calling to ask you for a date.
Him? He's not my type, Janie.
Please, Mother. In order to get a man these days, a girl's got to play hard to take.
And she is.
We don't want him to think you're a wallpaper. By the time we finish tonight, Mother, you'll be going steady.
Oh, Janie, the way I shake all the time, how can I go steady?
There he is. This is it. Everybody into their foxholes. I'll let them in.
Okay. Sit down, Mother. Take the book. Sit up straight. Chin's up. That's it.
Janie, you're making me so nervous.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Mrs. Sherwood live here?
That's right. Come in. Come in. I'm Mr. Ace.
I'm Georgie Wilson.
Georgie, yes, come in, son. May I take your coat?
Gotta keep it on a few minutes until I get used to the temperature in here.
That's quite a cough you got there, Mr. Wilson.
You like it? You should have heard it yesterday. Came from way down in my bronchial tubes. Doctor gave me some medicine, and all I got now is a postnasal drip.
Yes, well, come on in. I want you to meet my wife. This is Mr. Wilson, Jane.
How do you do?
And you may think this is my sister, Mr. Wilson, but she's really my mother.
How do you do, Mr. Wilson?
How do you do, Mrs. Sherwood? Here, I brung you some tins of chocolate.
Well, thank you.
Not at all, not at all. You'll find they're gentle and fast-acting. Take them regularly myself.
My favorite brand.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Wilson? On the couch over here.
No, thanks. Gotta sit in a hard chair. Sacroiliac, you know.
Sacroiliac? Why, I got that, too.
Well, you two have a lot that's common.
Oh, half of what I got. I got a blood pressure of 180.
180? At its lowest, mine is 190.
I got neuritis in every one of my 10 fingers.
I got neuritis in 9 fingers. And in my 10th finger, I got bursitis.
I got a silver plate in my head.
I got a service for 6.
Well, 5 years ago, I died. I was gone for 10 minutes.
Really? Sit over by me, Georgie.
Dear, how about some cigars?
I'm sorry, I'm all out of them. Would you like a cigarette?
No, dear. Cigar store.
Oh, yes, cigar store. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Well, Mr. Wilson, can I get you something?
Yes, you can. Get me some bicarbonate. Always take a spoonful of bicarbonate after dinner.
I always take 2 spoonfuls.
I used to take a heaping tablespoonful.
Well, I guess I better go if you two are going to sit here spooning.
What are you taking for that cough, Georgie?
Oh, pretty good one, isn't it?
I got a wonderful remedy for coughs. My mother used it till the day she died, and my brother, rest his soul, swore by it. And an uncle of mine used it all the time and never had a sick day in his life, may he rest in peace. But my stubborn old grandmother, she wouldn't use it at all, and she suffered through her 95 years.
Oh, is that the telephone? Don't move, kids. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Jane. I didn't go to the cigar store. I'm calling from the phone down in the lobby.
Oh, yes, she is, Gregory, but she's busy. I'll see if she can talk. Mother, it's for you.
For me? Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. One of your boyfriends. Honestly, Mr. Wilson, she's got more friends than she knows how.
I can't talk to him, Janie. I'm busy.
I'm sorry, but she can't talk to you, Gregory. She's busy. You'll have to try another day. Goodbye.
Getting Jane's mother married off turned out to be quite a project. It wasn't exactly love at first sight, because neither she nor Mr. Wilson could see. After all, this wasn't exactly adolescent love. It was more like convalescent love. In a week, though, Mother was wearing his picture in her locket. It was an X-ray. He has a beautiful appendix. I was quite happy about the thing, but one night I awoke to find Jane pacing the floor.
Dear, do you know it's nearly 1 o'clock and they're not back yet?
So what? They went to a movie and probably stopped to have a bite at a restaurant.
Well, I can't sleep until she comes home.
Oh, stop, Jane. You're getting hysterical. Come back to sleep.
Sleep? I've been sound awake all night, turning and tossing, first heads, then tails. I've got to have a talk with Mother.
Look, I don't think...
Oh, here she is. Is that you, Mother?
Yes, Janie.
Well, it's about time you got home. Where have you been?
Georgie and I went to the theater.
Theater? What theater stays open so late?
The amphitheater, over at the hospital.
Oh, great. They've been sitting in the amphitheater watching doctors operate.
They had a double feature tonight. Appendix and tonsillitis.
Doesn't he take you to any movies?
Not now, Jane. It's late. Let's go to sleep.
I can't sleep until I find out what's going on here. Mother, has Mr. Wilson said anything about his intentions?
What do you mean intentions, Janie?
Mother, maybe you're satisfied to run around like this helter-shelter every night, but not me. It's time you settled down. Hasn't Mr. Wilson said anything about getting, shall we say, married?
Yes, let's say that.
Well, Mother, what about it? Has Mr. Wilson said anything?
Well, nothing definite. Unless you can call this ring definite.
Oh, what a beautiful ring.
It's a genuine 14-carat gallstone.
No kidding. Let me see it. Well, everybody, the drinks are on me. Looks like it's all set. How was I so sure they'd get married? Well, the other night after dinner, Jane dashed into the living room with a big secret.
Dear, guess what Mother's doing?
Reading her book, Arthritis Can Be Fun?
No, she's packing her suitcase.
Packing a suit? No kidding. How do you know?
I was just eavesdropping. You know what this means, dear.
They're going to elope?
If I'm wrong, I'm not far from it. A runaway marriage. Well, like daughter, like mother.
What are you talking about?
Oh, remember when you used to call on me? Every time Mother mentioned marriage, you'd run away.
Yes, like daughter, like mother. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, dear, it's wonderful. I was just going to... Hello?
Is that you, Jane? This is Charlie.
Just fine.
Guess what's going on here? The old man's packing his suitcase.
What is it, Jane?
Mr. Wilson is packing a suitcase, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let me talk to Charlie.
But not loud. We don't want them to know we know they're going to elope.
Hello, Charlie. Jane's mother is packing a suitcase, too.
Yeah, looks like our plan is working.
Isn't that wonderful? It's all so sudden.
Sudden? For years, the old man's been walking around with a marriage license made out to whom it may concern.
Look, Charlie, you better get out of the house, and so will we, so they can elope without an audience.
Okay, brother. So long.
Okay, brother. So long. Come on, Jane. Let's go to a movie or something.
Okay, dear. Oh, I better tell Mother we're going. But listen, not a word to her that we know about the elopement.
I won't. Just make sure you don't spill it.
Me? You know me, dear.
That's what I mean.
Mother!
Yes, Janie, what is it?
Mother, we're going out to a movie. Will you be all right by yourself?
Oh, I'll be fine. Have a nice time.
We will. Good night, Mother.
Good night, Janie.
That's enough, Jane. Come on, let's go.
We'll see you when we get back from the movies.
All right, Janie. But don't wait up for me.
Good night, Mother, and may all your troubles be little ones.
Oh, no, Jane. Isn't that awful? Well, the next 3 days were sheer heaven. I lolled in my favorite chair to my heart's content. We were extremely happy. Except Jane. She missed her mother, I guess. And if the truth were known, I had a pang or two myself. You get so used to something like that fragrance of fresh iodine she used to exude. Then one night, suddenly, and without warning, the door opened. And there they stood, the bag and Mother.
Mother!
Hello, Janie.
Mother, you're not alone.
Where's your husband?
Husband?
Where's Mr. Wilson?
Mother, didn't you get married?
Married? Why, Janie, I've only known the man a week or two. Maybe someday. But don't you remember I told you we've been going to the amphitheater?
Don't tell me you two have been spending the weekend watching operations.
Oh, no. We got into the act this time. Georgie's been bothered with that post-nasal drip. So he had an operation performed on his nose. And I had an operation, too.
Mother, you had an operation? Where?
Well, Janie, you know where I told you it's been bothering me lately?
You had it operated on?
That's right, Janie.
Dear, get up and let Mother sit in that easy chair.
Well, this is where I came in.
Thank you for listening to today's play featuring the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. Stay tuned now for an interview with the directors of this month's stage production, The Wizard of Oz. The first portion of this discussion aired as part of our September broadcast.
Well, let's transition to the topic that's most burning on everyone's mind around the theater company right now, The Wizard of Oz, and plans for The Wizard of Oz that will run in November this year. The show is a first one for Sun City, first time being done at Sun City. Mm-hmm. How was it selected between the competing show that might have been chosen?
Well, as you heard, Ralph, the three of us get together and discuss a lot of things and try to find shows that would be good for us to do, that we're capable of doing, and sometimes pushing the envelope a little bit. There are shows that we've done in the last 5 years we certainly could have done in the first 2 or 3 years. And Wizard of Oz was always a show I thought would be a good show to do. I think it has a lot of audience appeal. I think the people in Sun City would enjoy it, and let's face it, we're doing it basically for them. Wonderful choreographer who can certainly handle the dance that's necessary in the show. Rob certainly has proven what kind of director he is. And musically, I think we're not only capable, we have people who have developed so well that there's a lot of shows we can do now that we couldn't have done 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So compared with, let's say, Black Patent Leather Shoes or Oklahoma, do you have any awareness of particular challenges you might have with music for Oz, or are you fully confident that everything's going to work well?
I don't really have any major concerns about the music. There's a little bit of complicated music in there, three or four part harmonies and such, but it's basically a woman's chorus, and I know that we have people who are capable of doing that kind of harmony. Mm-hmm. So we would not have suggested the show to the board if we didn't feel we had people capable of doing it.
Right.
And, of course, sometimes people walk in that we didn't expect.
Surprise
you.
Such
as what happened with you.
Sure, thank you.
And
absolutely.
Thank you.
They get the part just as well. It's another thing I love about this company. It's not a closed company.
Yes, I think it's very important for all community organizations, whatever kind they are, to be welcoming for new people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about our meetings as a theater company is you can come to any one of our meetings, any rehearsal, and see open arms and enthusiasm for a new person coming in. And that's not true of every theater company. Many have a more reserved policy, let me say, toward welcoming. Howard, how do you know auditions are a relatively short period of time, and especially if you haven't seen someone perform before, how do you know that they're going to walk in and be able to do the kinds of things that Oz will require?
You know what? First of all, Peter and I have been working together for a very long time, and especially very closely putting shows together. I know what he's looking for, what he needs musically. He kind of has a feel for what I'm looking for. So the two of us do have that connection of 25 years that we've been working closely. Val has fit in very well with the two of us and usually has a very similar outlook on what we're trying to accomplish.
And spotted.
I mean, but then they'll say, well, you didn't give us that long of an audition. And believe it or not, I'd say within the first 5 minutes, I can tell. And I mean, no brag, just fact.
No, it's
and
wonderful.
For all of us, I think we can kind of tell what the person, you know, can do. And if maybe, you know, maybe not how much they can do, but you can see something and you can spot it. You spot a spark. A little spark, whether in facial or in movement or whatever, and that's what we look for. We've got that little spark.
To be honest, I would probably prefer to cut everyone's auditions a little bit short. We don't want someone to feel slighted, though, so we will tend to let them go. Or Peter will have said, hey, let's let this person sing through this part of the song because you need to hear this part. That's where, you know, Peter will advise the rest of us and say, all right, this needs a high note at the end of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that I'm not aware of, but he is. He goes, oh, you got to let them sing through this. Okay, great. That's just an example of it all. But
and every so often, I will have a call back of dancers. If there's a few people up for a certain part, then I will say, well, let's call so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so back. I want to see them again. So that's what we do. So.
And actors like that because they realize that you're making a reasoned judgment, that you're not eliminating them. You're giving them another chance, another look, and that's very respectful of you. I don't think it's a negative thing. So overall, what do you expect people who come to this show to notice that's the most special about Wizard of Oz when it's all done? What do you think they'll enjoy the most about this show?
That's a hard question to answer because the show is kind of a chestnut. It's in that kind of category. People remember it from when they're kids or when they're 20s, 40s, whatever. And there's a lot of love for the show. It's become very much a staple. I think they'll enjoy the music because they certainly know a lot of it. I think they'll enjoy the performances because they're unusual.
Right.
Rob's got his hands full. And the same thing with the dances that Bev will handle. So I can't single out any one thing. I think overall the show just has a lot of appeal. And it's a fun show, and it's one you can bring the whole family to as well.
Right. It's iconic. I mean, everybody, it's part of the American culture, I think, so everybody's going
to
love it.
I first saw this movie when I was 4 years old on Thanksgiving, and the monkeys scared me to death, and I didn't watch it for another 10 years.
Right.
So I promise you the monkeys will not be scary. That's the only thing I can promise at this point.
Well, it's
you
a wonderful...
You promise they won't fly.
They will not fly. I can't get nuns to roller skate, I can guarantee you I can't get monkeys to fly.
It's a wonderful way to end our discussion, talking about looking forward to Wizard of Oz. It's going to be performed on the Drendel Ballroom stage from November 17th to November 20th, right before Thanksgiving this year.
Tickets for The Wizard of Oz to be performed in Drendel Hall from November 17th through 20th may still be available. To order, call 847-515-8545. That's 847-515-8545. Thank you for listening to this month's Vintage Voices program.